Radio, and I have the talent, the trailblazer, the true icon, Shania Twain, here with me today. Wow, what a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me. It really is.
I want to jump right into the new album. Congratulations, Queen of Me. I've been rocking to it all morning. And I got to say, thank you, Shania, for giving us those signature melodies. Gosh, you write a hook. You know, they're just, woo. What I noticed too about this record is it's very percussive. And I kind of thought about what you've been through and come through. I was like, I feel like she's got a new rhythm, you know, there's a new heartbeat. Did that play into the making of these songs?
Absolutely. I was writing the music over COVID, like the more intense period of lockdowns and isolation and everything. And so I would get along with my guitar more to escape really the boredom too, and, you know, keep myself productive and busy. And I used it as a tool to change my mindset, to reset, to say, okay, I'm going to write music. I'm going to write lyrics that cheer me up and make me feel happy. And that goes for the grooves and the tempos as well. I want to get up, you know, the goal for me was I wanted to make songs that made me smile, even laugh, and make me want to dance.
You've followed your own instincts so many times throughout your career where there have been a lot of voices, you know, maybe saying a different go this way, and you've listened to your own voice. How have you been able to learn how to trust that?
I think a lot of that is being fearless. And because I came to my first radio hit only at 30. So at this age already, I think you're so sure of, since I started singing at 8 years old, you know, that it's been a long career. So in all of that development, I was able to really settle into who I was stylistically, and that was going to be a very hybrid style, a phrasing, tone, and my lyric style just naturally wanted to be all about my personality, even less more than the stories. So that way I just feels natural for me to be more conversational in my lyrics. I like to communicate through music, and that's all. So I feel that I like to be quite forward and direct and relatable in the song. I just was writing that type of music, the musical hooky part. You know, those are just skills that you learn from. I started writing songs from 10 years old. My great songwriting teachers were Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. The earliest ones, you know, were very country storytelling and very quite simplistic in the chord structures.
Yeah.
They didn't have to be complicated, but sometimes it's harder to write the simpler song than it is to write a more elaborate song.
Oh, it's gotta be good then. if it's simple, it's gotta be good, you know?
Well, yeah. The lyrics are more exposed, right? So the lyrics are more exposed, and they really, country music is very, very much about speaking literally about your experiences. Everything seems quite tangible in their lyrics. So, as opposed to obscure. And so this was good for me to learn this. And I think that just carried on into, even though now, you know, my music just grew into, for so many reasons, into me being definitely a little bit of everything that I was influenced by growing up, the lyric directions stayed true to getting to the point.
Thank you.
A lot of statements. Yeah. I write a lot of statement lines.
A lot of rally cries. Actually, speaking of that rally cry, I mean, Let's Go Girls, that has started a lot, you know? Man, I Feel Like a Woman, that a lot of artists, you know, are potentially able to maybe write a hit, a few, but not many can be a part of a cultural shift like you really were. That puts you at the center of that girl power thing. How do you think we're doing with that in 2023?
Well, we're not as far along as I would expected, considering that it's been 30 years since I started making albums that I'm the writer of, that I was dictating that communication, what I was going to say and how I was going to say it. So I think we've regressed in some ways. I think the fact that we're talking about it more is great. We do definitely address equality issues out loud now more than ever before. So I think a lot of those issues are more exposed, which is good. I think that is really what does lead us into change and start slowly influencing negative mindsets to maybe open up, or the, you know, closed mindsets to open up and just start being more inclusive. But we still don't have enough, particularly in country music. It's still very ageist, you know, and primarily female ageist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Call that for what it is. Yeah, ageism in a very specific, against a specific type of person. You're so right. Part of making music in 2023, though, I can imagine, you know, social media has a lot to do with it. TikTok specifically, and you, Shania Twain, I mean, we're kind of queen of TikTok right now. You're leaning in to that and doing really well. So what's that felt like? Because that's new.
I'm having fun with it because I really like the random nature of it and the immediacy of it too. People laugh a lot with it. I like that about it. And it you know, you can laugh at yourself too. And you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to overdo it. There's a lot of really creative ideas.
A lot of good hacks. I love on my For You page, there's so many cool hacks about like how to do this better, this better. I'm like, ooh.
No, I think it's great. And it's not time consuming. You know, you don't have to be obsessed. It's something you know, you tap into, you tap out of it, and it's great. So I enjoy that. I enjoy social media, like in general, for the immediacy of it and the immediate back and forth. I think it's great to be able to have that spontaneity. I enjoy spontaneity.
I enjoyed your documentary. Can I say that?
You.
I loved Not Just a Girl. I was so moved by it in so many places, and you revealed honestly so much more than I thought you might. And I really commend you for that, because it was a real look into all of it, not just some of it. And I think some artists choose to show some of it. And I appreciated so much that time that you spent with Lionel Richie, and you were very vulnerable and really having, you know, some struggles there with your voice and, you know, confidence. How did Lionel get you sort of over the line with Endless Love?
He was the perfect person. I mean, first of all, it was my husband that pretty much had to drag me there kicking and screaming, but he knew it was the right thing for me. He knew it was going to be good for me. The worst that would happen is that I would have embarrassed myself and been humiliated, but I would have got over that, I guess, maybe. It was just because it was Lionel Richie. I'm thinking, oh, this is not somebody I want to embarrass myself in front of, because he's one of my heroes. He's one of my hero songwriters, performers, singers. So it was tense for me. It was a lot of pressure, but I did it, and I put myself out there. And he, like I said, was the perfect person. He had all the right psychology. He was very gentle and nurturing. He's obviously a great producer and understands how to get the best out of a performance. That makes a great producer. And he's just a kind person. He was very kind about it. And that put me at ease and helped me laugh at myself when I knew I wasn't getting it, you know, until I worked up to a really great place. And what it did for me is, this was before I had an operation, so this showed me, wow, I can do this. The voice is in there. It just takes too much stress and work to get there. But at least I know that it's there. It's in there. And the other experience that gave me that was another very challenging vocal with the White Christmas with Michael Bublé.
Oh, Canadian. We love Bublé. We love that. Okay.
So that was also before my, that was still when I was really like, so I just didn't know what I was going to do about my voice, but that took me days to prepare for. Way too long to prepare for one song. But at least I got there, and I, you know, these moments were giving me hope that it was there, but I didn't know how to get it back in any practical way to be able to sustain it as a career.
And if we talk about another legend that you've worked with, Elton John, he's doing something interesting these days, doing a collab sort of unexpectedly with like a Dua Lipa, Britney Spears. Is that something that appeals to you, Harry Styles? I'm just saying.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he already invited me up on stage. That was a really great compliment. And he has often done You're Still the One in his live shows as well. He's a fan, and the feeling is mutual. So I don't know. I don't see why not. I mean, I could see our voices are actually in a very good we're quite compatible in a lot of ways with our keys and tones and everything, and our vibrato.
Yeah, your timbres mix really nicely. Plus, you both rock a sparkle jumpsuit like nobody else.
Oh my gosh, that was
Just before I let you go, I have to say, I have to address you as the fashion icon that you are. You have turned so many iconic looks over the years, Shania. I'm wondering, is there ever a moment where you've stood in front of the mirror and not been so sure? You know, so many women have that moment. Have you had that? Because we just think you make it look so easy.
You know what? The most vulnerable is being comfortable in your own skin. It's the fashion that you can play with and say, oh, maybe I want to have a wider shoulder today, or I want to look taller, or I want to just you can use fashion to feel more beautiful or more attractive or more something, whatever it is you want to look. And the challenge is looking at yourself naked for me. For me. So I said, okay, at 57, if I cannot look in the mirror with the lights bright on, up high, naked, I gotta change something because I'm not gonna get, I'm not gonna look better in a week or a month from now. This is what I look like at 57. So I better do something about it. And so we did a naked photo session. And I just plunged in. I said, okay, I'm gonna just get in front of the lights, get in front of the cameras, and I'm going to do this naked photo shoot to challenge my fear of being naked and being so judgmental about my body and as you're getting older and you're in menopause, I mean, you're literally melting, your elasticity is going, and you've got lumps and dents and they're just all over the place, So I just decided, yeah, I'm getting over that right now. I'm just gonna take a plunge and get out of my comfort zone, and then when I come back to center, I should feel more comfortable in my own skin. And it really, really worked. Forcing yourself out of your comfort zone really works.
And you have done that time and time again. Okay, so we're gonna get naked. That's what Shania Twain says. Stand in front of the mirror naked. I cannot tell you what an honor it's been to speak with you. I'm such a fan. You've helped me in more ways than one, in more moments than one in my life, and a true honor. So I thank you for the new album, and I can't wait to see you out on tour. And I'll be rocking the leopard just like your little plushie there. Thanks, Shania.
Thank you.